The rules that companies must follow when spraying pesticides in Idaho underwent scrutiny this summer. The Idaho State Department of Agriculture proposed changes to the rules last week, which will be presented to the legislature in January. Rachel Cohen has more.
The Idaho Agricultural Aviation Association is pleased with the new rules, which impose fewer regulations on crop dusters that spray chemicals on agricultural fields.
It's a big step in the right direction.
That's David Lehman, a lobbyist for the Aviation Association. Jonathan Oppenheimer with the Idaho Conservation League disagrees.
What we have seen through this process is a general weakening or reduction in oversight from the state.
He says this puts human and environmental health at risk. One positive development this summer, he says, is that the state added back in a rule that prevents pesticide application when the winds are above 10 miles per hour. The state also labeled schools and hospitals as hazard areas for pesticides. But Christina Stucker-Gassi with the Northwest Center for Alternatives to Pesticides, an advocacy organization, says it doesn't go far enough by limiting
pesticides that are known to cause neurological developmental issues.
Public comments are due to ISDA by October 7th, after which the department will have a rule ready for the legislature. Rachel Cohen, Boise State Public Radio News.